This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good afternoon. How are we going?
Very well, thank you. And of course, the big meeting tomorrow, council meeting. What's on the agenda?
We have got a huge meeting tomorrow. Not only is there some interesting items, we've got a couple of different policy items that have to go through. So it should be a good meeting. But we're opening up, of course, with the My Mayoral Minute, which is regarding the Tourism and Economic Development Officer, which is a role that, you know, I honestly believe is very important to the Shire, especially at the moment, considering what we're going through and our economy. You know, there's lots of issues as we're going to be moving forward, and having someone with economical development knowledge on side working for us, I think will be an absolute asset. So that'll kick the meeting off, of course.
Let me stop you there for a moment. Now, there has been some naysayers saying we don't need one. Your response to that?
Well, I say we absolutely do need one. You know, the economy is in a spiral. We've had economists come to us and fill us in on various details. And, you know, we're looking at fairly drastic figures. I mean, they're predicting that our jobs, you know, will fall by 12.7% in June. You know, if JobKeeper doesn't keep going through past September, we're looking close to 30% job losses.
Mm.
You know, we're not talking small numbers here. You know, so the gross regional product for the area, you know, they're predicting, you know, 25% drop for this region. You know, so these are big dollar figures, and that means that jobs will go, businesses will close, services will reduce, and these are all things that we have to make sure that we get in first and stop them from happening, and we start moving in a forward direction. And having a person like this on staff, I think, is absolutely imperative.
Well, I remember, Michael, at the think tanks that Dr. Alex organised with a hubby, it certainly came out that we needed somebody like this. I think most councils in Australia have an economic development officer.
Absolutely, they do. You know, you look at Cairns, for example, I believe they have three on staff working for them. So for us, having one, I think, is, you know, it's a good start, and it's certainly in the right direction that, you know, other jobs of a person that we do need here. You know, I can't see any reasons of negatives why not. I mean, if we go back to the corporate plan when we did the public consultation on that, we asked everyone to spend their $100. You know, second on that list under roads was economic development. So it's very popular in the community. They want economic development looked at as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know, we really need to work in this area. So this is why I'm putting the Mayoral Minute through, just to confirm the fact and get this on the road and make sure we get the right person on for the job. All right, so what else have we got? A really one that's important to me, of course, is Warner Street. Warner Street's been looking unfinished now for a couple of months, so the staff have come forward with a proposal to move some money around so they can get enough money to finish the footpath and bring that up to a state that doesn't look like it's a roadworks site, which will be great for the little township. Macrossan Street, there's a proposal there that we take it off main roads. You know, there's always been an issue whenever we try to close it for Carnival that, you know, we have to get permission. There's lots of different works we want to do on Macrossan Street to upgrade it to make it look a bit cleaner and neater, and it all has to go through main roads each time. So by taking on that road as one of our own, that'll alleviate all those issues, so we'll be able to just do works on it whenever we want to. And, you know, if we want to decorate the crossing, for example, we don't have to get permission from the state government. We can just go ahead and do it. Capital Works Progress Report showing, you know, absolutely the amount of work that the council staff have been doing over the last financial year. And it's very, very detailed in that. So it just shows how much gets done by this council. It certainly does. COVID-19, we're waiving some more charges for different industry areas. And just confirming some of the ones that we've put through already. So there's a couple more different things there to assist people with the issues of finances for COVID-19. Then we've got our policies, basically. We've got the various financial policies that are coming through, corporate credit card policies, just things that keep council in line. So, and then, of course, we've got our monthly financial report, which is only up until April, so it's still looking quite nice. Of course, none of the big stuff's gone into it yet, but that'll start to project as we see the rest of the year through, that the costs that councils incurred by COVID-19, unfortunately. But this stage is looking good. And then we've got the CEO report, which is a very detailed report there that shows everything that the council's been doing operationally and as far as construction-wise goes. And it's a very, very detailed report, that one. So if you've got time to sit down and have a read, you'll actually see what council does. It's just amazing when you actually look at it. And it's all put down in writing to see all the different types of things that council does. It covers everything. It's not just roads and rates and rubbish. There's lots of community projects that we do. It's very interesting the type of works that this council involves itself in and does. So very exciting there. And then, of course, we've got a couple of notices of motions by Councillor Noley, which she's objecting to the Tourism and Economic Development Officer. And she wants us to stop that proceedings of that.
Why would you be against that? We just discussed that it should be unanimous, this sort of thing. Why would Noley be against this?
Well, that's Councillor Noley's right to do it, but she's put her notice of motion as it reads as the council suspends immediately with the recruitment of employment for the position of the Tourism and Economic Development Officer and until at least the formal acceptance of the 2021 budget and when financial implications of the position have been considered and calculated. You know, and as I said, as far as I'm concerned, the financial position has already been seen, and that's a extremely drastic position that we need to fulfil this position, and that's why I've put the mayoral minute through to say that, yes, we absolutely do need it.
Councillor Noley, get out of the way, for goodness sake. I know it's her right, Michael, to do that, but it's totally absurd. Now, have you actually filled the position yet? Has a person been chosen, or are you going through the process of interviewing people?
As far as I'm aware, because we don't actually get involved in that, the CEO does that work with his managers. They have closed the applications. From what I believe, there was over 40 applicants.
Good.
Some good ones, but I don't know any of the further details until that's brought to me once the person gets employed by them. So looking forward to seeing who that'll be.
All right, that's a big, big meeting tomorrow. We'll be interested in the outcome of all of that.
Absolutely. Don't forget, it is being televised on our Facebook page live. So if you're interested, you can certainly watch it live, or it's on the Facebook page afterwards. If you're at work and you miss it, you can look at it later on in the afternoon.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael Kerr, our Mayor of the Douglas Shire. Take care and good luck with all of that tomorrow.
Thank you. And don't forget, buy Douglas, build Douglas, and do it in Douglas.